City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 34, Democratic Primary. Vito J. Lopez, Antonio Reynoso, Gladys Santiago, Humberto Soto.
Vito J. Lopez, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
State committee man, male district leader, 53rd Assembly District.
Previous occupations.
Social worker, professor.
Education.
Wurzweiler School of Social Work, Yeshiva University, 1970. B.S., Long Island University, 1964.
Organizational affiliations.
Brooklyn Unidos, founder. Southside Task Force, founder. North Brooklyn Public Housing Coalition, founder. Bushwick Parent Coalition, founder.
Prior public experience.
New York State Assemblyman, 53rd Assembly District.
What is the most important issue in Council District 34 you would address if elected?
Affordable housing. I have been a champion of affordable housing throughout the state of New York. In the 53rd Assembly District, I helped develop over 1,000 units of truly affordable housing. I have been able to bring together groups of all different beliefs to promote one common cause, affordable housing. Under my leadership as chair of the Assembly's Housing Committee, I addressed and legislated on issues ranging from rent to loft law protections.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
As your councilman, I will continue to fight for the important things in this community: access to job training and employment programs, improve our education system, and delivering services that will better our environment. Moreover, for too long we have been ignored in City Hall. We need a council representative that will bring more services to our community. I will work to build on the coalitions that I have created throughout Brooklyn and extend these services to Ridgewood.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
In the 1970s, Bushwick was on its knees as it burned. For weeks, I met with community leaders day and night to organize Bushwick and bring the community to where it is today. My reputation as a tough advocate has earned me some critics, but I know that the work that I have done speaks volumes for Bushwick. I will bring that toughness to City Hall to ensure that our daycare centers maintain their doors open, that the schools in Williamsburg get equal funding, and that Ridgewood isn't ignored.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Antonio Reynoso, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Chief of Staff, New York City Council Member Diana Reyna.
Previous occupation.
Community organizer.
Education.
Lemoyne College, Syracuse, New York. B.S. in Political Science.
Organizational affiliations.
New Kings Democrats.
Prior public experience.
Before serving as Chief of Staff to Councilmember Diana Reyna, I worked as a community and labor organizer for child care workers across New York City.
What is the most important issue in Council District 34 you would address if elected?
Working families are struggling to pay bills and keep up with rising costs. That's why from day one, I'll work on improving New York's economy by fighting for living wage jobs and expanding opportunities for affordable housing. New York City must remain a place of opportunity, where families like mine can work hard and build a better life for their children. I'll use every tool at my disposal to achieve equitable and sustainable solutions.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
As council member, I will fight for our children and seniors across to ensure they have a voice in City Hall. I'll work on improving the infrastructure of our public schools and expand on the funding necessary for early childhood education. I am committed to ensuring that seniors have the financial security they need to live with dignity. Also, I'll invest in senior center services for seniors on fixed incomes. Send me to City Hall, and I'll ensure government works for everyone, not just the wealthy and well-connected.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I was born and raised in this community, and I'm focused on serving the people of the 34th District. I've lived and worked here my whole life, so I know our community and its challenges better than anyone. I know we need more affordable housing, better schools, and robust employment opportunities to ensure New York City remains a land of opportunity for everyone. Our community deserves strong leadership that has integrity and experience to deliver for the neighborhoods of Williamsburg, Bushwick, and Ridgewood.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Gladys Santiago, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Working with the community.
Previous occupation.
Home health aide.
Education.
Bushwick High School and NYCCC.
Organizational affiliations.
Community Board Number 1, 4, and 5. Make the Road New York and 7A Administer by the Courts.
Prior public experience.
District leader in the 54th in 2002 Assembly District and a delegate to the Democratic Party in Brooklyn in November 1986.
What is the most important issue in Council District 34 you would address if elected?
Affordable, safe housing, also child care, to better the health program, balance the working family for a better future, the seniors' needs, the right to choose the best treatments. And most of all, we can't forget our youths. We must make a better tomorrow for them and to fight to keep the firehouse open and to fight for our right to get school funds, keep the senior center open.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
I will keep and do my best to bring better health care for the children and seniors, to strengthening our community to be in good health and education, to success in school, and make sure there are jobs for them when they finish school.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I'm always fighting for affordable housing, child care, education, jobs, and to make my community safe. I'm always there when they need me. I never say no to anyone. I try my best to bring programs. If I win this election, I would make the best candidate for this office because I never say no to anyone. And I will be there win or loss. This is why I make the best candidate.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Umberto Soto, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Boricua College, Admissions Department, Officer, Brooklyn, New York.
Previous occupations.
Property Management, Director, Brooklyn, New York.
Education.
Master's in Latin American and Caribbean Studies, Boricua College, New York, New York. Bachelor's in Science, Boricua College, New York, New York. Operating Room Technician, Bella Vista Hospital, Mayagüez, Puerto Rico.
Organizational affiliations.
President/Founder, Puerto Rican Street Parade and Festival of New York, Inc., www.PuertoRicanDayParadeOfNY.com, from 2005 to present. President/Founder, New York Latino Independent Democratic Club, Inc., www.LatinoVoteNY.org.
Prior public experience.
Volunteer, hospital, schools, and churches in New York City.
What is the most important issue in Council District 34 you would address if elected?
Most important issue for me is housing. The rent is out of control in New York City.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Other important issues is the education is a serious problem, especially in my community.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My experience in the community, working hard for 29 years.
Participating in the campaign finance program.